Just breathe, relax, and sit right back. Let my voice guide you and let your worries melt away. You're about to listen to the 4D Meltdown Radio Show, hosted and created by Sean Manley. But first, we need to go over a few things. 4D Meltdown was born in a hot tub, making its steamy debut worldwide on Grow Radio January 14, 2011 from Gainesville, Florida. The rest of the show pioneered a newly introduced technology of four-dimensional transmission.
And there you have it. Welcome to the most disastrous radio show on growradio.org. This is 4D Meltdown. I'm your host, Sean Manley. And I had the whole show edited. Took me a couple hours this morning on the old laptop computer that has a battery that doesn't work anymore. So I made an attempt to play the intro of the show on my comeback here on the 4th of April. I thought that'd be cool. 4/4/2014 for 4D Meltdown. Right now, I have a very special guest in the station, too. Laquanya, welcome to 4D Meltdown.
Thank you.
All right. So you have a play that's coming out pretty soon at the Hippodrome State Theater. This is going to be coming out on April 27th.
Yeah, it's more than just a play, actually. Yeah. It's life, you know. It involves romantic prose poetry, performance art, dance, from every genre of dance. It's about love and life.
Awesome, awesome. So this is My Valentine, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And, why Valentine's? Is it something where that's just the theme is love the entire time? Or,
well, people, my favorite holiday is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that when people love each other, man, woman, child, whoever they are, you don't just fall in love one day. My Valentine, you love them every day, every other day, not just for one day out of the year. So in this production, you're going to feel, you're going to see and understand that when you love that person, you love them every day, no matter what they're going through. If you're dying, if your heart hurts, if you got an earache, if you broke a part of your body, you know, you're going to understand that that person should be there for you. Even in death, you love someone, you want to be with them. It's a soul connection, and it's something that you should have all the time, not just one day of the year. So that's why My Valentine the musical is coming out after Valentine's Day. So anyhow,
that's awesome though. I mean, and plus that's a good idea, having it after Valentine's Day anyway. Mm-hmm. Because everyone gets ready for Valentine's, everyone has expectations.
Yes, that's
on Valentine's.
True. And also, you know, it's interesting how I put these people together, because they're from all walks of life. They're different colors, they have different religions, and various ages, aging from like 18 to 80 something. So you have all of these ages, so they perform together, they're bouncing ideas off of each other, and the main central thing is love. So love is universal and it's diverse. You know, we live in a melting pot, so they say, but the idea is to share with people that love is universal, and when you love them every day, not just one day of the year.
That's awesome. So as you've been promoting, campaigning, getting ready,
mm-hmm,
to release this play, You've also been going around to places like Hogtown Music Store and, doing performances.
That's true. It's so funny how that came about. You know, it just was an idea. I was just in there looking for pieces and parts for one of my instruments. And the owner was like, hey, you know, why don't you guys, you know, you could do this. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Let me think about it. And then it took me like 12 hours. I'm like, yeah, that would be cool, you know, to get people interested, you know, just even just play music, because music is my first love and dances too. And just grab some dancers, any dancers, get them out there, catch them on film. And they got a new store. So it's like, let's bring people in here, you know? So it worked out. It was a win-win for everybody.
Awesome. Okay. And you're going to be at the Oaks Mall too?
Yeah, I got the contract a couple of days ago. That was a hard one to negotiate because they wanted a lot of money to do something like that. And I figure I'll wait a couple of days and contact them again. But they contacted me. And it's going to be a hell of a lot less than placing an ad in a newspaper. And that gives us a chance. Yeah, it gives us a chance to meet people, entertain the people, and also sell them something, which is a ticket.
There we go.
So why not?
So this play is going to be at the Hippodrome Theater, and this is for one day only?
It's one day only because I'm making an independent film out of the production. Throughout this whole process, there's going to be parts of that film in it. So, of how it comes full circle, basically. It would be my third film, but this one I have to get copyrights for because I've choreographed a lot of dancing and a lot of the musicians and myself and a few other people have written musical charts for the music that would be played with each arrangement. So that's very important to protect what you create. And at the same time, share something new to people. In this town, you know, we have a diverse group of people because of the university in Santa Fe. But at the same time, a lot of these people have no clue of what's really out there. They don't travel. They don't go anywhere. And when I turned 30, I had the opportunity to travel the world. And I was going to one place, but ended up going around the whole globe to get there and back.
Wow.
So I was able to experience things that some people have no clue. So I want to share that with them through music and dance and my poetry, my romantic prose poetry at that. But it's been a pleasure and a stressor at the same time.
What are some of the inspirations for My Valentine, the musical, that came from your travels?
Well, a long story, but I'll make it short. You know, I've been divorced before going there, and I went because I had several friends that invited me to go, but I traveled alone, and I was very good friends with this one particular person. They'd been trying to get me to come for a while. I got there and basically I fell in love. And I think he did too. And I extended my stay. I got married. And long story short, came back. We tried to get the visa several years to, you know, for him to come here. It didn't work out. So that was a hurtful thing. When you really love someone and you do something like what I did, to travel across the world to visit, and then to have that connection with someone and not be able to share that with them, that was a painful thing. I mean, I thought I knew love when I married my ex-husband and, you know, had children with him. And it was not the same. This type of love was unselfish. It was sweet. It made you smile just to look up and wake up in the morning. And that was, I would say, generally the first time that I could say that I had a real connection with someone and just really felt a deep, pure love. mm-hmm. without any sexual or nasty, you know, thought to go along with it. Oh. Nasty meaning perverted.
Okay. So you're saying that this was more of a pure love to you than something that's just plain lustful.
Exactly. And to be able to connect with someone on many levels, meaning like in your brain and not just physical, for me right now, that's very important because mm-hmm. if you can't make love to my brain, make love to my thoughts and share my vision, whatever it will be, mm-hmm. I don't want to spend much time with you. You know, I love to dance. That's been one of my passions since I was a little child. And, you know, I can deal with that. You don't want to dance, fine. I can teach you. You don't want to be taught, screw it. Bye. So, anyhow.
I got you there. I'm all elbows when it comes to that.
I've seen you in action.
Uh-oh. Don't let me step on your feet. You have quite a cast of musicians that you've been playing with. Mm-hmm. Who are these people going to be, the musicians playing at the play?
The musicians are kind of going to be in the background. Mm-hmm. The emphasis is more going to be on the dancers because as I sing or dramatically read, I'm also going to be playing to my concert xylophone with my chime set. And they are just going to make you feel with the music that we've created. And some of these guys, they're just amazing and they're young and some are, you know, quite older, but, primarily they will be in the background. You know, you won't see them very much, but you're going to hear their voices through their instrument.
Awesome. So you have a background as a poet and an author.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've written, right now is a total of 6 books, but I published 2 so far. But this year, after this project is done, 4 of my manuscripts are just about done. I have to submit them to my editor.
Mm-hmm.
And once she gets done with her thing, I'll do my thing again. And then we'll start the process of, you know, getting the publications. So, I like to share my work, you know, through music and song and dance, because sometimes you can read something and really not get what the author's intending you to feel or think. You may see the word, you understand the literal meaning of the actual word, but that may not be how that particular author wanted you to get it. So what better way to share something from a book in this way?
All right. And one person that comes to mind whenever I've been checking out basically how you've been spreading the word with My Valentine the Musical,
mm-hmm.
It makes me think of Tyler Perry. Are you inspired by him at all?
Not really, but no? I like some of his films.
Yeah.
I haven't seen many of his plays, but
Well, he's had some very inspirational words that have to do with what made him successful with what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of see the same thing with you. You are honing a lot of passions right mm-hmm. now. And the one thing that Tyler Perry was saying is that he concentrated on one thing
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and just tried to put all his faith and his effort and everything into that one thing. So, I mean, a lot of people spread themselves very thin, and I'm one of them. But to have something collective right now where you're able to have music and dance and a story and all these things and your experiences all boiled down into this production.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's really cool. And it reminded me of, of Tyler Perry's perspective mm-hmm. when he was speaking what he was doing.
I understand what you're saying, but it's interesting how, I don't know, I may be a little complicated. if you took my brain, cut it open, you'd be like, what the hell is that? But over the past, 3 years or so, I always had this feeling of wanting to do this, wanting to share yourself with not just your friends or your family, but with everyone, because we all have a purpose in our life. And some people will never know what their purpose is. They're always searching. They're always trying to find it. And I knew my purpose 6 years ago. And it was just a matter of figuring out how to get there and do it. And a lot has happened to me in my young life and as a young adult to make me overcome things a lot faster. And so what may be like a hardship to you, maybe just like a whatever to me, you know, because I've experienced worse or whatever. So once I figured out how to try to minimize the drama in my life, because that does happen, I could really focus a little bit more. You know, I have children too. So sometimes, you know, they have things that they must do or they get, you know, have problems and you got to solve that. It takes away from what you're trying to do. So if I can keep my core life neutral, it makes the situation a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. So being that everything is so damn complicated everywhere else for you, you're really trying to keep your home life and everything. Your other life just calm.
Yeah. And it's you know, I hate to say this, but music and dance, it keeps me centered. And also I have faith, you know, I go to synagogue and I pray, and that also keeps me calm too. And I can stay focused and be more centered so I can do these things, because if not, I would go literally crazy. So I don't want that. I have a purpose in life. That's to encourage people, care for them, and to share what love is to me. And some people may understand it, some may not. But at least I did what was in my heart. And I shared it in a very, very unusual way. And I think most people will get that.
All right. And when did you come up with doing this musical? I mean, how long ago was it like, oh, I'm going to do this musical?
No, it wasn't like that. Actually, I'm always thinking of ways to, you always have to have a strategy when you want to create something or sell something. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends, he made a comment of that. I make my heart is like a business. I'm like, well, I guess you can think of it that way. But, you know, after you get stepped on so many times, you don't want to take shit from anybody. So it's like you kind of shield yourself in a way so you can get stuff done. So my idea was, after I finished one degree, I'm like, hey, I have to create a not like a business plan, but a list of things I must do in order to get to this point. So once I created this profile, I have to follow that. And so once I got the hang of it, I'm like, okay, I can do this. You know, I do have to treat it like a business. So if you want to be or have a profit, you have to create a marketing plan to sell a product. So in actuality, a lot of these things that I like to do, it gets people interested in my work. So if, say, for example, if I only sold 2 books last year, maybe next year I'll sell 50, you know? So it's not like I'm not thinking, because whatever you do, you want it to actually help the other part, because eventually I'm going to be old or I may get injured and I may not be able to work. So at least I have something to supply income in the future.
All right. So you also have a website as well.
I built my own website. I did.
It's pretty awesome. So you're pretty much like integrating everything that you're doing, the site, it's all about you. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and that's how it should be, unless I get like a twin somewhere, but which I doubt. I have a twin sister, but yeah,
that's awesome. Well, we also have a pair of tickets to give away to mm-hmm. see My Valentine, the musical. This is going to be at the Hippodrome Theater right here in Gainesville on April 27th.
Yeah, starting at 6 p.m. to about 8 or 8, maybe 8:30. We'll take an intermission there halfway through. But for sure, you guys will need to get there early. Park your car so you don't miss any of the show. It's going to be, it is hot. I'm not going to say it's going to be, it is hot. A lot of the dancers are just beautiful.
Nice.
So,
well, and if they don't win them today, they also have another chance to visit you guys. You're going to be at the Oaks Mall.
Yeah, we'll be at the Oaks Mall on April 19th from 1 to 3. We're going to do like a little show out there and have some dancers. And if you like to purchase a ticket, you can at that time too. It's going to be interesting and awesome. Very entertaining.
Well, we're going to go ahead and check out a sample from My Valentine, the musical. This is called My Valentine, Sweet Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's the instrumental. Is it instrumental?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find out in a minute. And you guys can call in right now to get tickets for My Valentine, the musical. The number is 872-5085. That's 352-872-5085. Thank you.
one more so I can record the melody one more time.
That was awesome. So that was recorded out in front of Hogtown Music Store?
Yeah, that's correct.
I heard the police siren going by. It actually sounded really cool, you know, really classic for that. Yeah,
yeah, that was awesome. It was just so funny because the night before, I was at Hogtown Music with my voice coach. His name is David O'Neill, PhD
something. Wow.
But anyway, we had started writing the chorus like that Monday, and we got through maybe a quarter of the page, and after our session I went home and I got my xylophone and I'm like playing with the keys, like, so I can hear, like, oh gosh, what note is that. So the last two lines I wrote the notes down, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope this is right. And so at the Hogtown Music, I gave it to Lincoln, and he basically created the melody from those chords that were written. I'm like, dang, it sounds good.
It does sound quite beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going to be one of the melodies played during the production. And there's going to be two dancers. Her name, one is Sarit Sella. She's the only Nia instructor here in Gainesville. And Barbara Porter, she's an amazing liturgical dancer, like praise dancer. But she's like a praise dancer.
Okay.
But they're called liturgical.
Wow.
Dance. So, I mean, they can do an interpretive dance. Mm-hmm. One is completely soulful, and the other one, she's basically like my other half. It's like she just took a part of my inner soul and she just started dancing. And it's just a beautiful thing, you know, to see the two contrast mm-hmm. and the bodies moving, and they have nice, clear, beautiful lines as their bodies move, and just genuine flowing movements that would just totally entrance an audience. I mean, they entrance me when they dance. I'm just hanging out looking. So just imagine a room full of people mm-hmm. watching women like that dance. You see their souls when they dance. That's a beautiful thing that they connect with those notes in that way.
All right.
Yeah.
So their souls are showing. Is this PG-13? Or?
Yeah, I mean, of course, they're going to have clothes, but only
will be bare.
Yeah, that's true. Only a dancer will understand what I'm saying, because if you don't dance, you don't connect to music when your body's moving. You don't understand.
I connect to it the other way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as a musician, you do, because you get it. You know, you mm-hmm. feel that, oh, yeah, that's G major. That's A. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. I played with you enough to know.
cool. Yeah, at the library. So you've been running around the open mics as well.
Yeah.
Has this been a really good way to recruit musicians?
Has. Well, not just to recruit them. I just like the opportunity to play with mm-hmm. people. And for some odd reason, I'm highly attracted to the better musicians. Let's put it that way. I mean, you can listen to a musician play all day long, but if they're not passionate about what they're playing, I can't connect with you. And there are several musicians in the production who are passionate artists. Mm-hmm. And the first time I heard them like hit a note on the instrument, I was just captured. It takes a lot to get my attention when my back is turned.
Musicians tend to forget that they're also entertainers.
Yeah, that's true. So. But When a person's very passionate about what they're doing mm-hmm. and they do have an audience, the audience feels that. They see it and they hear it and their body is like sucking it up. And when a musician plays and does that to me, I have to know them. I have to go to them. I shake their hand. Somehow I get their number and we play somewhere else. It happens all the time.
Awesome.
So, and lucky enough, they want to play with me too. So it's a good
thing. Cool. Yeah, there's definitely a really cool, like, collectiveness that I've seen with the way you work with musicians.
Mm-hmm. I've done it to you a couple of times.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, because it's funny because you guys have no clue of what I'm going to do. All you know is that it's poetry, but we turn it into like a punk rock or alternative rock something. And when it's done, you're like, yeah, give me a beer. That was great.
If everyone's doing that at the end, no, yeah. You did your job. Well, that's really cool. Well, we're going to try to give away another set of tickets. This time, I just want you to go over to the Facebook page, 40 Meltdown, if you're listening now. Just go over there and type in on your URLs, www.facebook.com/4, letter D, Meltdown. Look for that. And scroll down the page. You'll see Laquanya's poster for My Valentine the Musical. All you got to do is like that. If you're the first person to like that for me, I will get you a free pair of tickets to go see My Valentine the Musical.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and play something off of this. This is Emotional. Yeah. I Am.
It's a narrative poem. It's very emotional, so get ready.
All right, thank you so much for coming on the show. And there will be a podcast up, and we're hoping to do a little more and do something special for next week. Unfortunately, you know, with technical stuff that could go, everything that could go wrong, we're still here. So, and it's awesome having you regardless. So
yeah, no problem. Thank you.